I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He has little respect for Deucey. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I do love eating some kitty. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right, 2:40 on the sweet spot. It's time for some afternoon jub, and Connor, it's brought to you by
Globe Life.
That's right. So let's go to Texas Radio Hall of Famer, Marconi winner, 1/3 of those morning musers. He's also on The Musers, the podcast, and The Musers, the podcast, Cowboys edition with Bob Sturm. It is our friend, George Dunham.
Yep.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi, Josh.
Sweet spot.
How are you?
I'm doing great. This is a big day. The eve of the April Fool's Open is always special.
Certainly is.
You can feel bad golf in the air.
Are you ready to have another strong laugh tomorrow? Maybe the best laugh you've ever had at the Jill missed putt?
You know, that is such a controversial moment. It really was cartoonishly funny to me to see a person miss a 3-inch putt and not just miss it, but like leave it short somehow. Mm-hmm. And then take a real, I don't know, cartoon-like stomp afterwards. But I talked to somebody at Ticketstock, and it's not the first time I've heard it. They're like, hey, man, big fan and everything, but when you laughed at the missed putt, that was just a little too much. What? Yeah, man. It still makes me mad just thinking about it.
That's wow.
Wow.
Polarizing
okay.
moment.
You are a jerk.
And right. then you just start well, laughing at him.
Yeah,
why do you look so funny?
I've just never seen anything quite like that. But, gosh, if I offended anyone by laughing that hard at failure, I apologize.
Well, Jill had a Laurel and Hardy moment where he stomps the ground in a very animated
yeah.
way. I was on
you
his bag
caddying,
that day. Yes,
you?
I was on his bag that day, and it was hard not to keel over with laughter.
Was your advice to only hit it 2 inches? Because that's bad caddy advice. Mean,
whatever you do, don't hit it too hard.
Yeah. Yeah, don't roll it past the hole.
From 3 inches away.
And if you do come up short, really demonstrate how upset you are
mm-hmm.
by stomping on the ground.
He almost stomped before the ball had stopped. It was almost like it was part of the motion. It was.
Well, I mean, you know.
Damn it!
Like, if you shoot a bad three, you know it's off.
It's like Evo on opening day. He knew he hung that cutter to Alec Bowman.
Yeah, you know before. That's
back
true.
Back to baseball.
So are you going to be on the...
about baseball?
Yeah. You going to be on the par four again? Because we have to let the P1s know what the funny hole is going to be. Well, we know the funny hole.
Yeah, the funny hole,
where...
will be the par four. That's where I've been the last couple of years, up there on the green. That's
frozen awesome.
I know the
hole.
Par five gets everybody with the distance of it, mm-hmm. but man, at some point, you either have to go around the water or over it, and that causes a lot of problems.
Certainly does. So I'm curious, and I heard the musers this morning. I believe you guys handicapped Mino is the favorite.
It's a mistake.
And I'm curious, like, if we can go down a bullet-pointed list of who you think has a real chance in this thing.
Yeah, I think Mino is the favorite. Athlete, been there before,
overrated.
Knows what the pressure's about. And I think he's ready for his breakout season. He hasn't really played much. That's perfect. And
perfect.
I think he'll keep it low. It's going to be a windy day. It suits to his game.
Yeah, I might be the most experienced golfer in the field, because I've played 6 times now, and I've played the same 3 holes every single time I've played golf. So
well,
I know that it's my
that.
Home course.
Yes, you're just made for that course. I really,
gosh.
Yeah, I think it sets up well for you, Mino. So, just play within yourself, and I think you'll be fine.
So this is year 6, and you've only done 3 at a time. You've now played 15 holes of golf.
I've almost played a full
you're
round.
You're about to complete an 18 at Prairie Lakes.
Okay, maybe that's the magic number. Okay, who do you think is going to be the worst? I think that's what we need to handicap. I think that's what
EA.
Needs to be, yeah.
Oh, well, you need to go over the whole
you
list.
You didn't even finish my question yet.
We have 5 golfers we could have nominated.
Okay, let's go down the list. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's go down the list.
Well, for one, we'd have to introduce you to Cam. I don't know if you know who Cam is, do you?
Bear with yeah, me. I don't know if we've crossed paths yet. I know who he is, but I don't know if we've crossed paths.
I'll tell you this. He doesn't look or snore like EA.
Hey, yo.
Is that Cam?
With a cam drop.
Bear with me. Has he ever touched a golf club before?
He says, I think, a couple times at, like, a Top Golf.
And he's an SMU student, which makes you think that he's affluent.
Yeah.
So golf would be just something else for him. But
he's putting himself through SMU,
yes,
though.
He's going bootstraps.
What's our age here?
He's like 26.
25. 25? Yeah. Okay. Youngest in the field?
I look at that as an advantage. Okay, maybe dark horse there.
Yeah, I think him and Jay are the biggest wild cards. Because we were saying in the top spot, Jay is just always flatlined. He just doesn't get too high or too low. If he messes up on the board, it's just, okay, whatever. I think on the golf course, that could help him out.
Yeah. No big deal.
Okay. My bad.
Is he going to play hair down or, like, have his hair up in a man bun?
He said hair down with the hard line last week, so I would assume.
Man, that's going to be great.
He also told me he has headgear for tomorrow.
Yes. Headgear?
Yes.
Like a karate tournament headgear?
I don't want to spoil
like
it.
Like dental headgear?
Wearing to bed headgear?
I'll let you find out tomorrow.
Okay.
Headgear. I think Rory said when he defends his Masters in a couple of weeks, he has headgear planned also.
Maybe Jay is one to look at. Long hair, facial hair, and Easter weekend?
How much is your producer whipping you with golf talk leading up to this April Fool's Open?
You know, he's been really quiet about his participation in it. We've talked about it a couple times. We wondered about rain and things like that. Maybe there's a quiet confidence to Deddy entering the 2026 April Fool's Open.
Deddy and confidence.
And quiet.
Like,
all those words I've never heard
he's
put
locked
together.
In.
We're stuck with Deddy.
Look out for Deddy. And he's pretty fired up. The Lady Horns are moving on to the Final Four. So could be a week for Deddy.
He hasn't been bad. And I think this is his third. He's finished around where I am in the field. So I think we're pretty even in this. I could see Deddy winning. I don't want him to beat me.
He's very capable.
Because he would never shut up about it.
All right, brother.
If he beats me.
Y'all need some kind of like champion's dinner of mediocrity.
Because okay. Is there a champion's dinner tonight?
That's something for Baldy to put together.
No, not if you win. Baldy. I'm talking about you guys that keep going back but never win. So you're just by default having to play every year.
Okay, yeah, loser's dinner before the tournament every year.
I believe Elf has bowed out this year. Elf has been a participant
for many years. He tested positive for some banned substances. Oh, so he can't.
He and Jerkson got together.
He's been living with a hernia, I think.
I saw them at the Granada last month. Very good.
Cover band.
Yeah, very good. But yeah, George, if I win, I'm going to throw a big party and you're invited. Everybody on the show is invited. We're going to have a huge
we should have a big party.
Huge rager if I win.
A big party afterwards somewhere.
Is there like a trophy or anything? Do I get something cool?
Yeah, Baldy got something last year.
Okay.
He got something. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Some half-assed trophy.
By the way, Baldy,
we've been through a couple of financial maneuvers since then, so we may not have a trophy.
Well,
pal.
We got a new microwave, George.
Get the bankruptcy trophy.
We got a
new microwave?
A new old microwave. It looks the exact same.
It's because we stole it from the fifth floor.
Okay.
We didn't get a new microwave, George.
We appropriated their microwave. But Baldy is on the bag for Jay, so you have the reigning champion on the bag of Jay King, which I don't know how that skews the odds in Vegas.
Oh, no, man.
How many times does that happen in major history where the winner last year is on the bag for a golfer next year? Because it has to be a first.
I'm going to say never. Yeah, this is a first. See, and it's too late to switch it, but I also think that unless the guy like runs away with it, he ought to be able to defend his title the next year. In other words, I don't think Baldy has the game of golf figured out now.
He's figured it out.
With his hockey stick putter. You know,
I don't think he's about to start playing in amateur tournaments around town. I think he's
going to
Q
school.
He should still be eligible. Especially since we don't have Elf. I think they ought to throw Baldy in there, see if he can defend his title.
Get up! If Baldy wants to play tomorrow, I'll challenge him. If we want the six, because we're down to five. We're supposed to have at least six every year. And he said he hasn't picked up a golf club since last year's April Fool's Open.
That's perfect. Right. So I don't think he hadn't gotten any better. And it was a It was a magnificent three-hole tournament that he had last year. Just beautiful from start to finish. But can you duplicate that? I think that applies to the person who's rarely played just as it does to the legitimate Masters champion.
Yeah, can he maneuver the course as he did so masterfully in 2025?
Right. Yeah.
With a freaking hockey stick. He beat me using a hockey stick.
Hockey?
Yeah,
I have no excuses.
Your putting game needs some real work.
I know.
Like, that's where...
It's one of the two that get me every year.
That's your undoing. That's your downfall.
It's really just all of it.
I know, that would be my advice to you. I don't know how much you putted before the round yesterday.
None.
I would just hit a couple of shots, get a feel for the swing, and then spend most of your time on the putting green.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said it's going to be windy tomorrow? This is factors I need to take into account.
Maybe around 15 miles per hour.
Okay, perfect.
How are you going to take that into account?
Use the winds.
In what way?
And keep the ball low.
Use the winds. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You going to hit some stingers?
Get up and down a few times?
Man, if you get up and down, that would just be... Has anyone ever gotten up and down
Probably
in the
Tyler.
April Fool's Open?
Tyler, because he played golf for like 15 years prior.
Yeah, that was... That would have set up that
He showed up with a brand new pair of golf clubs. He was like, oh, yeah, I just got these.
He's got these fitted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really suspicious.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Yeah, Hulse is going to be there with me.
Okay.
It's going to be my caddy. So
great.
The incredible Hulse.
/ bartender.
I'm going to do this thing sober tomorrow until if I win. Then we're going to have some brewskis.
Were you everyone drinks last year?
No, last year I was... The first couple years, yes. He brought some Fireball, which I'm not really a Fireball guy. He is. Surprise. But no, we're going to be locked in tomorrow until we celebrate.
Okay. That's what I want to hear. I'm
totally locked
in.
Thanks, George.
You and Daddy.
Until you're just laughing at me on the fourth green. On the par
four. I can't wait to see you on the par four.
Yeah, it'll be my second one. Let's go.
George, we'll see you at Prairie Lakes tomorrow afternoon. Cannot wait.
All right, boys.